call this morning for Australia and New Zealand to join forces to tackle the issue of quad bike safety. Research from the University of Sydney at Otago compared quad bike deaths from here and across the ditch from 2007 to 2012. It found most deaths involved men, and a huge majority happened on farms, and helmets were hardly ever worn. And fatality rates were similar on both sides of the Tasman. Now, lead author of the study, Otago University's Dr. Rebecca Lilly, is with me. And Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
So we need a trans-Tasman approach, do we?
Yes, that's certainly what our findings really strongly support. It provides quite a strong argument for a harmonised approach where both prevention efforts are coordinated across both countries, as this offers us a really strong voice when advocating for engineering improvements with our offshore manufacturers in our comparatively small Australasian quad market.
So what would a joint approach actually mean? What would be done?
Well, we already have some harmonised focus in this area through the Heads of Workplace Safety Authorities, which has been established to develop strategy to reduce quad fatalities in both countries. We also have really similar workplace legislation that places emphasis on manufacturers, employers and workers to eliminate those hazards in the first instance. So the legislative mechanism exists for joint action.
What changes would you like to see here?
Well, from an injury prevention perspective, we would like to see increased focus on the hierarchy of control by placing the emphasis on primarily eliminating the hazard, and that would be one such joint action. For example, the state of Victoria directs employers to firstly assess the suitability of quads for the task to be undertaken and to substitute for a more suitable and stable vehicle, such as a side-by-side vehicle. And only when a more suitable vehicle isn't available, then we can move to retrofitted rollover protection on quads to provide crash protection in the event of a rollover. Another possible joint action could be further development and adoption of the proposed Australian star rating system for quads to provide customers with easy to understand information on rollover stability, dynamic handling and crash worthiness. Such a system would provide also incentive to manufacturers to provide much more safer quads, similar to improvements that were gained from the car-based star safety rating systems.
Thank you so much for coming on the program. That is Dr. Rebecca Lilly, Research Fellow at Otago University Department of Preventative and Social Medicine.